It's time to talk to Peter. We're talking legal matters today and legal tips, if I can call it that, and advice. Peter, very good morning. Welcome.
Yes. Morning, Wayne. Morning to all the listeners out there. And like you mentioned, little wet morning with the sun up above the clouds for a change, shining through for us. But anyway, we need the rain. It will fill all the tanks and get the water levels correct. We go on today again. We continue about some useful legal tips, which will be posted all, both on your channels and on ours going forward. We go on today and discuss a few more of what we discussed last week. Let's start first with what happens criminally in some instances. You know, one of the most important things to recall and remember, when I say recall, is those people who think that it's a joke, that they come along and they say, oh, I was stopped by a traffic officer or in a roadblock. All I did was pay a fine and on I went. You know, you're a criminal just as much as that officer who's taken a bribe by doing that. That is corruption itself as well. You're part of it. It's when I hear people joke about it, I actually feel quite sick because, you know, it's there because people encourage it, because people think it's a way of life. And you're not innocent. You're 100% participating in criminal
activities
and terrible situations that have arisen in this country. Daily we read of officers, of policemen that are taking bribes and that are, you know, fined, sent to jail, discharged and things like that. And sadly, you know, you need a watchdog that watches for the ordinary people, our people who are offering those bribes. It's so wrong. You know, if you're stopped in a roadblock, if you're stopped in a speed trap, if you're stopped for some reason or other in one of these checks that do on your licenses and that when you drive through, there's a reason for it. You've done something that's wrong. You need to fix it. You don't need to make it worse by participating as a criminal. You are just as much a criminal. And in fact, what people don't realize is that, you know, it's a very serious offense. You can actually go to jail for it. If you are caught, there are severe sentences that can be implemented. So, you know, a policeman, a traffic officer, whatever it may be, only has a job to do. They're human beings like we are. There's no need to encourage criminal sort of influences that they may have on you, you know. Rather just accept the fine. They cannot lock you up. Take it down, take it into an attorney or take it down to the courts, tell them what's happened, and you can get a reduction. You've only got the fine if there is a fine or a ticket for something that you've done that's incorrect. So you yourself are to blame for something like that. So the tip over there is don't participate in criminal events. Rather keep our country clean. Rather take it on the chin. Get your fine. Go sort it out and clear up the situation. So that's just one start over there on roadblocks and police and, you know, the sheriff coming to your door. I mean, you know, how often don't we see that the sheriff comes to the door and the person says, oh, no, Peter Allam doesn't live here. He hasn't lived here for 10 years. Meantime, it's Peter Allam himself telling the sheriff that.
Yeah.
You know, that's so common. People find themselves in a corner. Do the noble thing. If you've got debt or something like that and the sheriff knocks at your door, go see the attorneys, you know. Go make arrangements. Go to the court. The court's not going to bite you. The court's not going to lock you up. The court is going to assist you to sort out the problem. If you're unemployed, they will postpone a matter. You know, you can't just be taken out because you cannot afford to pay something. If you have a whole lot of debts, another legal tip is go see an attorney. Let him refer you to a debt counsellor so that you can get sorted correctly. And talking about a debt counsellor, make sure that it's a proper registered debt counsellor that knows what he's doing. So often these days we get people that are taken for a complete ride and that they go to a debt counsellor. The debt counsellor never ever registers their application, never takes them to court to finalise it, and then they pay for 4 or 5 years into a false account and discover at the end of the time nothing's been done. money's disappeared and that type of thing. Make sure that you have a proper registered debt counsellor. You know, that's another one that's there. We go on further to the above criminality, an accident. What do you do at the scene of an accident? Well, we chatted a couple of weeks ago, Wayne, if you can recall, and we've got that form that we sent. It's available on your Facebook. It's available on our Facebook. Keep it in your company. I'll print it and see what you need to do at the scene of the accident, what you have to report and that type of thing. Once again, you know, don't get into a road rage situation or a fight at the scene of an accident. You know, yes, somebody's wrong, somebody's caused the collision, but don't start judging immediately. You know, it's like I always say, when you point your finger at someone, they threw that point back at you. Be careful. Think about those three that are pointing backwards. Are or am I one of those three fingers? So, you know, once again, it goes back to traffic, it goes back to bribery, it goes back to the scene of an accident. Be the person that sticks out and does what is legal and proper in situations like that. Don't participate in, don't run away from the scene of an accident. You know, yes, I understand that from time to time, people are scared, people get out of cars, they're aggressive towards someone, but then drive to the nearest police station or to the nearest garage or somewhere where it's safe. And stop and tell the people what's happened so that you can get assistance. Don't disappear and then you read in the paper someone died at the scene of an accident, hit and run, vehicle not there, because that's a lot worse for you at the end of the day. So, you know, rather do the correct thing and stop and sort it. Alternatively, as I say, you can always drive to a petrol station. You can always drive. You know, people at night say to me, but I'm too scared. In fact, I had it. We were yesterday, went for lunch yesterday, and somebody said to me that they were driving along the road and they found this person lying in the middle of the road and they didn't know what to do. And said, you know, they then drove to the nearest garage and reported it, and the people went back, and thank goodness they didn't stop, because it was a bunch on the side of the road that were, you know, stopping cars and robbing them. You know, if you're scared like that, you don't have to stop. If you see someone in the middle of the road and you're alone and you don't have security or don't feel strong enough to stop, go on, but report it. Don't just leave it. If there's somebody lying in the middle of the road, you know, report it somewhere. These days you get all these channels on Facebook, on WhatsApp and all that, where you can report things so easily. So, you know, that's another little legal tip there, is don't run away from the scene. You know, sort it, fix it. Very important. Then we go along to, you know, we spoke briefly last week as well. It is still, well, it was Wills Week and it's still Wills Month, September. Like we mentioned previously, no, you can't do your own will, sign it and witness it and everything like that. If you write out a document and say, this is what I want to happen to my goods and there's no witnesses or anything, it can well be rejected. It can perhaps be used in an application to show what you wanted, but it certainly will not act as your will unless it's properly written out in longhand, properly signed on every page, independent witnesses signed with you, and you must be specific with what you're giving, who you're leaving stuff to, what you're giving and to whom. That must be clear in it. You can't just say, this is my last will, and not, you know, in the will itself, nominate anybody or not specify what you're giving to someone. So rather go see an attorney, get it done. Wills are free this month with participating attorneys that are taking part in the Law Society Wills Month. Go in, discuss, and get what you need. Get it done properly, your will. Policies, pension funds. Not like the old days where you had a policy and you left it to your son or to your wife or to your ex-girlfriend or something like that, and that's the person that got paid out. Now, the law has changed in that regard, and the trustees of the company have the right to investigate and make sure that you haven't prejudiced someone. So, for example, if you leave some kids behind and you haven't been paying maintenance, you know, they can well make a decision that they're not going to pay your beneficiary and they're going to pay out the policy to other parties. So be very careful there as well with your policies, with your pension funds. Update it. Make sure you understand what you have and that type of thing. With your policies as well, be careful. Some of them expire at age 65. People don't even know that. You need to see what you have and sort it correctly there as well. Mm-hmm. So policies, pension funds, insurance. You know, we mentioned all the different licenses and that you need. Make sure that your house is in order with all of that. Maintenance. Don't avoid maintenance. You know, if you've brought a child into the world or if you've been married and you owe maintenance to an ex-spouse or something like that, don't avoid it. You know, it's not the right thing to do. Rather, if you can't afford the maintenance, go to the court. They will assist you. They're not monsters there. They can't force you to pay 10 rand when you only earn 5 rand, as some people always tell me. You know, I get people that come to me and they say, no, we're not going over there because we ordered to pay. We ordered to sell our house. We ordered to do this, to do that. It's very rare that the court will go to that extent. It's only where you intentionally are avoiding and not cooperating that sometimes happens. So, you know, rather do the right thing. Go see an attorney. Go to the maintenance court. Go to the other party. Sit down and sort it out in the right way. Very, very important. Maintenance is not something to play with. It's not something that's not due and payable. It only becomes due and payable when there's a reason for it.
Okay.
And I get so many people these days that don't realize. In fact, I've got one at the moment where the family write back and tell me, the son is unemployed, has been for years. You know, he has a drug problem, and for that reason, he can't work. We're looking after him. We're paying for him. Well, it's tough luck. The grandparents can be called upon to effect and pay maintenance. So be careful as a grandparent, you know. Don't say, oh, I'm looking after the child.
Yeah.
You know, he's an adult, but I'm looking after him and he can't pay because it's going to backfire on you. You know, rather get together with the other party. Try and sort out something. You know, if you explain it correctly, it's so nice when you see people that work together. So often I see in-laws that, you know, side with the other party and make sure that the child is well looked after, take the child in for weekends and clothe the child, or feed the child, contribute towards school fees. You know, it doesn't cost nothing to educate a child.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's a very expensive exercise having a child. It's a very expensive exercise having had your wife live at home for 30 years and then you found a girlfriend and you've run away with the girlfriend and expect her to be able to work and fend for herself. When you put her in the very position of a barefoot in the kitchen at home for a period of time. So, you know, all those factors are taken into account. So maintenance is not a play game. It's very, very serious and regarded as serious in our country. So, and also, you know, a lot of people think, I just get out of the country and return to where I come from, in London or New Zealand or Australia or whatever, and then I don't have to worry about maintenance. It can be traced to wherever the person is in the world. There's no such thing as maintenance for a child in South Africa is only applicable in South Africa. You can trace that person to wherever they are. A lot of people don't realize that. A lot of times I get people that come in and say, we heard that, you know, I could have got maintenance out of my ex who's now living in Australia, for example. Yes, that is very, very possible. You know, you can get a copy of the order here in South Africa. You can have an order made here in South Africa if there wasn't an order. So you can't jump countries and avoid payment of maintenance and things like that. They can track you down. The arrears do not go away. They do not expire. They do add up and up and will become a judgment which will be against you. You can be blocked from international travel in certain circumstances and that as well. So be careful. Maintenance is a serious thing. Don't abuse maintenance. And of course, the next thing that goes with that is your protection orders. You know, this is the new game that people seem to play. You know, to spite someone, they go and get a protection order and they tell the court that so-and-so is harassing them when it's not happening. It's done out of spite, which is sickening because it abuses the powers that they are to protect the genuine people. You know, so once again, it's like being stopped in a roadblock and paying a bribe. You know, you're abusing the law. Don't abuse the law. That's the message that we're getting across here today. Stay above the law. Stay within the law. Do what's right. You know, it's another one. You get your protection orders for harassment. You get your, you know, you can quite easily go to court and get that same day, serve it same day, and then you've got your protection in place. But make sure that it's really a necessity. You know, just so often now we see that people just go out of spite and get a protection order. So wrong. It's not the right thing to do. Of course, sexual harassment comes into it as well. Mm-hmm. You know, you can get an order, get a person locked up. But I always say as well, with sexual harassment, don't keep it inside you. Speak to somebody. Don't be embarrassed. You know, so often I get people that come here and they say to me, well, you know, I had an affair with my boss and I'm embarrassed. But we've called it off and I've made it up with my husband, but I don't know what to do because he keeps on, you know, at me. You need to fix that. Mm-hmm. And if it is reported, sort it. Don't delay. Also, you know, it's sickening. We saw in the papers last week and you read on the news last week how many teachers have been, you know, struck off, how many people have been put on you know, leave, unpaid leave because of sexual harassment at schools. There was a big scare with a school that's got a common name throughout South Africa where the teachers were the parents of children born to pupils. I mean, it's quite sickening, you know, that's happening at a school. These are people that are supposed to be looking after the kids and educating them, and meantime, they, you know, they're abusing them. It's sad. You know, you need to, sexual harassment matters must be reported. Listen to children when they're talking to you. You know, parents sometimes say, ah, no, I mean, you're talking nonsense. It's not happening. Be careful. If your child says something, investigate it. Don't get a child, abuse it neither. So often children come along and say that they've been abused. Meantime, you know, there is no abuse. They're unhappy at school or something like that. And that's a way out and a way to make a scare and that type of thing. If you have a happy relationship with your child, you will know whether there's something wrong or not.
Mm.
You know, the parent, I always believe the parent that talks to children, the parent that does things with their children, knows the moods, knows the doings of the children. I mean, now, I'm happy to say that with my three kids, we had a very close relationship. There was nothing hidden. We didn't hide anything. You know, we spoke openly in our house. You know, my kids could talk to each other if something was wrong, if they felt they couldn't tell us. There was never a fear in them not to discuss with us. And that's the relationship that you need to have with your kids. You need to make sure, you need to listen. So, you know, and if it's children listening to the program, make sure that if you think your parents are not going to help you, go talk to your teacher. They will help. You know, they will listen to you. They are there. In fact, I think most schools won't have a teacher that's there for psychological.
Well, they have counselors. Yes, yes.
Counselors, yeah. You get counselors at the school. Go talk to the counselor, and get it sorted. You know, if you can't talk to the counselor, if you're embarrassed. If you can't talk to your parents, if you're embarrassed, talk to an auntie, talk to an uncle, tell somebody. Don't keep it bottled up.
Yeah.
You know, that invariably leads to problems, leads to children not wanting to be at school, leads to drugs, leads to alcohol and things like that, you know. Also, sadly, in this day and age, I mean, it's just with the liquor laws, underage drinking and drugs and sex are three really crazy things that's happening with school children. I mean, I think I heard the other day that the average age of children and I having sex at is like 10, 11, 12.
Wow.
It's shocking, to say the least.
Mm.
You know, it's really not on. And it's got to do with the upbringing. It's got to do with the parents. It's got to do with the way that you allow your children to act, you know. In my opinion, you know, a strong parent is someone that has a relationship with the children that will prevent things like that.
Right.
You know, so often I go out as well and I see parents letting their children drink. Help yourself in the fridge. drink as many and the beers as you like. And I often say to them, you know, why are you doing that? Mm. Oh, no, it's you at home with me. I said, yeah, but, you know, your child's got Wayne with him. Mm. That's not your child, and you're letting Wayne drink. Have you spoken to Wayne's parents?
Are they happy with it?
Can have 4 or 5 beers like your one can because you're big deal and you let your child drink, you know? People don't think before they allow things like that to happen. You know, all of a sudden, that child wants to come to your house every weekend because he can drink beer and wine and whatever freely. The parents have a party every week. They pass out and the kids
carry on.
Have a bigger party than what the parents have. Yeah. You know, that's happening. And people brag about it. Ah, we've got all the kids at our house and they had one hell of a party. It's actually shocking when you hear things like that. You know, you don't have any parental control if you allow that to happen at your house. And it's not a case of when the children are in my house, I know what's happening. Because it's even worse bringing them there and enticing them to drink or do whatever they want to do. So, you know, it's another thing. It comes with sexual harassment. It comes with other people's children in your home and things like that. These are all tips that you must think about before you participate in them.
Yeah,
it's very, very important. You know, another little aspect there, I know we can talk forever with that. Let's do a last one. Now, fika. You know, people need to understand what fika is all about, the Financial Intelligence Act, Credit Act. You can't just post photos. You can't just disclose things. You can't use people's details publicly anymore without proper protection in terms of the POPI Act, Protection of Personal Information Act, which goes with fika. You need to have proof of your residence. You need to have an account. You know, I know I'm one of those people. I don't believe in accounts. I only buy something if I can afford to pay cash for it, unfortunately. So it's very difficult for me to give you a proof of residence, say for my water and lights account or something like that. So when you don't have a proof of residence, you can go to an attorney or the ward counselor in your area. They can give you an affidavit as well to say that they visited you at your home and they know where you reside. Those are acceptable. The banks must not tell you that they're not. You know, you can get your ID documents confirmed by a commission of oaths to show that it's proper. Your account normally just needs to be not more than 3 months old if you need it for fika purposes. So, you know, once again, fika and POPI are things that you need to take into account. Check that you are correct, that you're above board. Goes back to our starting point last week. When last did you check your driver's license? When last did you, you know, check your car insurance license on the vehicle window? Have you paid it this year? You know, don't wake up and you got a huge fine because it wasn't paid.
Yeah.
So, yeah, these are all those useful tips that we've got from a legal point of view that you need to check and need to consider well.
Right. And, Peter, we are actually running out of time, and this has been another one of those really interesting jam-packed chats. But if somebody's maybe picked up and they've been listening, they say, but wow, I need to follow up on something that I wasn't sure of. How can they get in touch with you at Alam's Attorneys?
Yeah, they can get us at 6 Sansom Road in Berea, little side street where Pep Stores is, just down the road there, number 6. Telephone number 043-7211-018, 043-7211-018. Alternatively, they can find us on Facebook. Just add an S to our surname, A-L-L-A-M for Mary, S for Sugar, Alam's. Go in there, like us, have a look on Wild Coast FM. They'll find all our details there as well. They'll find our chats there with you and with ourselves as well. So that's where you can get hold of us.
Great stuff.
Always there, happy to take a call, happy to have you by appointment and assist where we can.
Peter, thank you very, very much. Have a great week. We'll chat again next week, Monday.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Peter. Take care. Well. Same to you. That's Peter Alam with today's Legal Eagle Chat, as you mentioned, on our website later on today. If you missed any of these details, this one and other chats are available. News coming your way at the top of the hour.